Today is January 20th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We've got some exciting updates to cover today, including significant personnel changes at AMD, advancements in ROSM, and some noteworthy developments in the broader GPU landscape. Let's dive in. Quick headline overview. 1. New board member at AMD. Casey McClure joins AMD's board of directors, bringing extensive financial expertise. 2. ROSM enhancements. AMD has simplified the installation process for VLM on ROCm, making it more accessible for developers. 3. Dragonfly BSD updates. Support for GCN 1.1 in the AMD GPU driver is now optional, enhancing compatibility for older AMD graphics cards. 4. GPU scams amid DRAM shortage. The ongoing DRAM shortage has led to increased fraudulent activities in the GPU market. 5. Intel GPU firmware updates. Patches are ready for Linux to enable Intel GPU firmware updates on non-x86 systems. Deep dive on all items. 1. New board member at AMD. First up, let's talk about AMD's recent appointment of Casey McClure to its board of directors. McClure previously served as the chief financial officer at Accenture and has over 37 years of experience in finance and accounting leadership roles. This move is strategic, as Dr. Lisa Su, AMD's CEO, emphasized that McClure's global perspective and operational expertise will be invaluable as AMD continues to push the envelope in high performance and AI computing. Her background in overseeing financial operations and investor relations will be crucial as AMD navigates the rapidly evolving tech landscape, especially with the increasing demand for AI-optimized solutions. This appointment signals AMD's commitment to maintaining strong financial governance while driving innovation. 2. ROM enhancements. In the realm of software, AMD has made significant strides in improving the ROM ecosystem. The introduction of a Python wheel for VLLM, which simplifies the installation process, is a game changer for developers working on large language model, LLM inference, and serving. Traditionally, running VLLM on AMD hardware required either compiling from source or using Docker containers, which could be cumbersome for many users. Now, with the command pip install vllm equals 0.4.4m700 extra extra index urls wheels.vlm.ais/roslems/14700, developers can easily set up their environment without the overhead of Docker. This is a significant step towards making ROCm as user-friendly as other popular AI libraries. Anush Elangova, AMD's VP of AI software, indicated that while this is not yet as straightforward as the upstream VLLM installation, it is a step in the right direction, and we can expect further improvements in the near future. Hour 3. Dragonfly BSD updates. Switching gears to operating systems, Dragonfly BSD has announced that it now allows optional support for AMD GCN 1.1 graphics processors in the AMD GPU driver. This is a noteworthy update for users of older AMD hardware, as GCN 1.1 includes GPUs like Hawaii and Kaveri. Previously, these GPUs were not supported by the AMD GPU driver, which is crucial for optimal performance. Users can enable this support by modifying their configuration file, making it easier for those with legacy hardware to utilize modern driver capabilities. However, it's worth noting that Dragonfly BSD is still lagging behind in terms of the kernel version, relying on Linux 4.21.17 sources. They will need to catch up to provide full compatibility with the latest features and enhancements. Number 4. GPU scams amid DRAM shortage. On a more cautionary note, the ongoing DRAM shortage has given rise to a wave of fraudulent activities targeting unsuspecting GPU buyers. A recent exposé revealed that scammers are selling fake GPUs, cleverly disguised as high-end models. For instance, a supposed RTX 4080 was actually an RTX 3060 mobile chip with fake VRAM. This situation underscores the importance of due diligence when purchasing GPUs, especially in the secondhand market. The price hikes driven by the DRAM crisis have made it tempting for buyers to jump on seemingly great deals, but as we've seen, the risks are significant. AMD has committed to keeping prices close to MSRP, but the broader market dynamics mean that consumers should remain vigilant. 5. Intel GPU firmware updates. Lastly, let's touch on the Intel GPU landscape. Patches are being prepared for the upcoming Linux kernel 7.0 to enable firmware updates for Intel discrete GPUs on non-x86 systems. This is a significant development, as it opens up the potential for broader compatibility with ARM64 and RISC-V architectures. The Intel Xe driver has been designed to reduce x86 dependencies, making it more versatile. With these patches, users will soon be able to update their Intel discrete GPU firmware without being tied to x86 hardware, which is a big win for cross-platform compatibility. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the landscape for GPUs and AI computing continues to evolve rapidly. With AMD's strategic appointments and advancements in software, the company is well positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for high-performance computing solutions. Meanwhile, the challenges posed by market dynamics and fraud serve as a reminder for all of us to stay informed and cautious. That wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Thanks for tuning in, and stay tuned for more updates as we continue to track the exciting developments in the world of GPUs and AI.